I think it's possible to make an impartial, honest documentary simply because if you use the material that's shot in front of the camera, honestly, the way it was meant and intended, then you can't be accused of distorting anything. You're obviously bound, I think you're possibly bound to start off with a viewpoint. If a documentary is researched, then the research comes up with certain conclusions, and it's probably you start off trying to illustrate that conclusion as with the program. But if that, as long as they use the material and use the balance of views, honestly, I think it's absolutely possible, easy to make a, well, not easy, but it's possible to make an unbiased documentary. The meaning can be changed by using unassociated reactions or implying that something happened after a scene happens. You use a shot afterwards, it implies something happened in the previous scene which didn't necessarily happen because the shot is completely unrelated. It's important to use related shots. And I talked earlier about using different better reaction shots, but you still use the reaction shots that still convey the same meaning, I think. But it is absolutely possible to change the meaning or apparent how the viewer reacts to a certain person. For example, the Ally McCoist sectarian question he was asked, and I believe a shot was cut in that showed him giving what the viewer would regard as an inappropriate reaction, which put Ally McCoist in a poor light through no fault of his own. So that wasn't the honest reaction shot to put in. Yes, I think I was probably looking for a better reaction shot from Ally McCoist, but it was the wrong reaction shot because it gave the wrong impression of how he felt about the question. Time and inexperience, I suspect, because I think there's a lot of people making documentaries who don't have the experience, haven't. People are directing shows with very little experience, and you can see that in the edit suite often. And I think that inexperience is not just in terms of the shooting it, but also the ethics of how they put the program together. I mean, I haven't ever shot an investigative documentary, so I've shot sort of entertainment stuff, so I can't honestly say what I would. But I mean, I think every program's the same essentially, that you honestly use what people in front of you are saying to not change their meaning, to have balancing views in the program, I would imagine. But the main thing, I think, is to use the material in the way it was intended by the people you're interviewing. You've got to be honest to them, primarily. I think you have to maintain trust with the people you're interviewing, because primarily, if you ever want to make another documentary, then you have to be honest with it. If you gain a reputation for twisting the meaning, then nobody's going to talk to you again because you rely on getting access to people to talk to. Nobody's going to talk to you if they think for 1 minute that you're going to twist what they're saying. No, I don't think if you don't change. I mean, I don't think see there's anything wrong with using entertainment style techniques in the filming, so long as you maintain the integrity of the material you've shot. It can be entertaining but still informative. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to twist the meaning or exaggerate things necessarily to make a good programme.